dream he's had about Christian Gross, right? In this dream, he, Simon, is a journalist. Christian Gross has had to call a press conference. You better sit down for this, Danny. Because he has been castigated for going on television and making a series of tasty remarks about polio victims.
Who's done this?
Christian Gross, in his dream.
In his dream?
Yeah.
He has made jokes about polio victims.
And now he's going forth at a press conference. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good, yeah.
It gets worse. He repeats a number of sick and heartless gags about polio sufferers, interspersed with enigmatic riddles of the seagulls following the trawler type variety, and laughing maniacally to himself. So after the press conference, he's hustled out of the back of the top right, aren't they? Where he, our friend Simon, who's a journalist in this dream, gets an exclusive interview with him, which takes place on the open top of one of those London sightseeing buses.
Wow. This is like an episode of The Prisoner.
Okay, this is nuts now. I'm going to read this out verbatim. The interview is very short. I woke up out of a dream. I can only remember two questions. One, I asked Herr Gross. Herr Gross's name is punctuated with little iron crosses in his letter.
Yes, every time he says Herman Gross, he puts an iron cross next to it, yeah?
The question is on the US immigration form that goes, were you involved in the Nazi atrocity in Europe between 1939 and 1945? Now, it's a dream,
Tottenham's lawyers, it's a dream.
The dream here goes a bit naked lunch, he says.
Already, yeah. Yeah.
Because Herr Gross, three iron crosses here, becomes agitated, his mouth disappears, and he began talking through a vertical slit like a fish's gill. Which you can tell weeping was pus, which landed over the right side of one of his nostrils. I refuse to answer that question, he says, in a voice like Hugh Laurie's German character in Blackadder. Now that's question one. Question one dealt with. I'm coming on to this. My question two is just down my room. Here we go. All right. I then asked him if he could remember how he felt when he first realised he was losing his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does have advantages, says Herr Gross, three iron crosses. Talking through his real mouth again now.
Yeah.
Nudging me in the ribs, a disgusting leer, and a St. James cackle saying, less friction. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the next thing he said. He just goes on and on about how he wakes up, and there's a lot of stuff about Herr Gross and Ben Hoddle. Then he comes on to Mark Lawrenson. This is a whole separate thing now. This is another one of Simon's things. Incidentally, did you hear Mark Don King being swallowed by quicksand Lawrenson during the Newcastle Liverpool game? We're clearly not to be watching on television, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Ingham. For a moment there, I thought we were going to have 2 7-foot-6 policemen sitting in front of us with their enormous helmets. Mark Lawrenson.
That's enough. I could do the rest right myself.
Simon, you're clearly in need of help, but thank you very much.
That's plenty there. Once you get enormous helmets, I think the rest writes itself.
Well, I mean, all we can do now, just one second here. If we run across now to dear old BBC Radio 5, I know they're dealing with issues and probably grappling with them, getting something done. But the likelihood of hearing Bodie saying at the moment, unless it goes on to say that his real mouth disappeared and a slit opened like a fish's gill.
That part of it is almost believable once you've got through Herr Gross is having to have a press conference kind of comment on polio victims.
What is that about? And then what starts with it?